There are some people in the state capitol who want to bring a Green New Deal at the state level out of Olympia. And blowing the whistle on that this morning here is State Senator Doug Erickson. Senator Erickson, nice to hear your voice this morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Good to be on the show.
Unlike the Green New Deal, which was unveiled in Washington, D.C. with, you know, fanfare and press releases and overviews, sheets with frequently asked questions and answers and all that stuff, this appears to be almost a stealth operation. What's going on?
Well, definitely. The new Green Manifesto, is as I like to refer to it, is being implemented here in Washington State. So as you say, all the attention has been back in D.C., but here in Washington State, we have all of the components of the new Green Manifesto from D.C. being implemented or being proposed and moving through committees and up for floor votes here shortly in the legislature in Olympia.
Specifics, please.
Well, we have one piece of legislation called Environmental Justice, SB 5489, which essentially creates an unelected board to go out and make environmental regulatory decisions for everybody in Washington State, in theory to help out people who are poor or ethnic minorities here in Washington State. No members of the legislature, no members of business, or no members of energy companies, any type of person like that is allowed on the committee, just those people who share the social justice bent. For environmental justice, there's cap-and-trade legislation.
We'll get to cap-and-trade in a minute.
Yep.
But what authority would they have? Who's proposing this? And how good are the chances they could actually pass?
Well, very good. It's moving out of committee. It's really flying through the process right now. This is Senator Rebecca Saldana, of course, Democrat of Seattle.
Yeah.
Who's put this one forward.
I think she was Pramila Jayapal's replacement in the state Senate, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. Yep. So it grants broad authority to this group to be able to go out and mandate to agencies how they regulate your life.
Wait a minute. I thought that the bills that you pass as legislators give these agencies the parameters for the actions they take. Not some unelected board that goes in and say, here's what you should do.
No, this legislation would create a new group, the Environmental Justice Working Group, or whatever they call it, which is then granted the authority by the legislature to direct the agencies on actions they need to take. Much of the same language that was included in the energy carbon taxes with regards to grants of money, different projects, different
right.
things are in the same bill, granting that authority to this unelected group to direct state agencies.
So since the public bounced this initiative that created this unelected board that would get all this money, they're trying to now do it in piecemeal fashion through legislation. But the thing of it is, where would they get their money?
Well, the money could come from different places. Obviously, there has to be something appropriated from them to be able to operate, but they would simply direct the agencies on how to spend their money also, is the grant of authority given to this group. So
I am surprised that a lot of legislators, regardless of party, would say, hey, that's our prerogative. We give them their parameters. We tell them what to do. That's what legislation is.
It's kind of an ironic one also when you hear Nancy Pelosi keep talking about Article 1 with President Trump. But here in Olympia, here they're going the opposite direction again,
okay.
trying to grant broad authority
to
unelected people. And very dangerous.
Let's move on to cap and trade.
Yeah, so the cap and trade bill is moving through the process right now. This is one, you know, that has huge implications, also included in the Green Manifesto in Washington, D.C. Caps the amount of carbon industries can produce, creates a trading market for it, drives up costs of energy. So nothing new. This is what they've been working on for years.
That was rejected in prior years, but again, the complexion of the legislature has changed, so I'm assuming so have the chances for this becoming law.
Yep, very good. One of the other ones you'll read about in the Washington, D.C. deal is the elimination of all fossil fuels.
Yes.
They got a bill for that one in Olympia also, the 100% renewable bill, they call it, where it says you can no longer use natural gas for electric, no coal, no natural gas, no anything for making electricity except for wind, hydro, wind, hydro, and solar.
Who's on that bill?
Oh, that one's got a long list of Democrat sponsors here in Olympia.
They're going as nuts at the state level as they are in Congress on this? Phasing out fossil fuels of all kinds in 10 years?
Now, the time frame is a little different. I think 2030, so about 12 years, 11 years.
Oh, they added a year. Well, I guess they wanted to be more realistic.
I think so. So that year's when we'll get it done.
Well, wait a minute. So if you have an internal combustion engine in your car, could you drive it past the year 2030?
Well, yeah, in theory, if the oil's still out there, if they still allow the refiners to produce oil. This one, for 100% renewable, deals with electricity for buildings, everything you do in your home, your refrigerator, your hot tub, your TV, all that.
So it's a massive increase in your home heating costs because they would have to, if they couldn't use fossil fuels as part of their menu for electricity. That's what the power companies do. They buy power from various sources and then sell it to homeowners. They would be forced to use far more expensive sources that are renewable. Do I have that right?
Yeah. Oh, exactly right. And then, you know, it could be 4 to 6 to 10 times, increase in your home heating bill. Price of electricity can go up by that much. Of course, they would then come back and say that they're going to cap, the cost of electricity, which is very socialist in nature, by the way.
Wait a minute, how can you cap the cost of something if it's dramatically more expensive and wind power and solar power are more expensive to produce than natural gas, than oil, than coal? Then how can you guarantee adequate supplies of home heating fuel and electricity if you cap the cost on something that costs way more than traditional fuel sources?
Yep, exactly. Then they would cap the cost by paying for your electricity. So for you, in theory, the consumer tax dollars would be used then to give to you to offset the increased cost of your electricity. If you can get the electricity, John, remember that also. Yeah. Nothing guarantees that there's going to be enough electricity on the grid to be able to power your home. So
right.
If you, have a hot tub or a freezer in the garage, maybe the government tells you to shut it off. Included in this also is the requirement that you put in a smart meter in your home so that the government can regulate how much electricity you're using.
I tell you, I am so tired. I am so done with this. And I hope the people of Washington State are as well. Okay, I know there's one more piece to this Green New Deal you want to tell me about.
There's a lot more
There's
pieces.
Several component parts, but yes.
One more I'll hit on is the new building requirements, and this is where actually the smart meter comes in, for new building construction for both commercial and residential, and requiring, just like at the federal level, the retrofit of existing commercial buildings to new and higher standards, so to rebuild all the buildings that are out there. And then new codes for residential, which will significantly increase the cost of apartments and homes and everything else. And this is where the smart meter comes in, where they require these smart meters to put in so they can regulate how much you're using.
You know, I think there needs to be a call to arms here. And I think it can be like 7 words long. And it's called, get the hell out of my life. You know, just get out of here. Leave me alone. The way the government is now trying to micromanage how you use the energy in your home. I haven't seen this kind of madness since the so-called energy crisis of the 1970s, which we learned was a man-made crisis. We weren't running out of oil in this world or even in this country. But that's what they were telling us back in the 70s. This is just nutty. They just keep going back to the same discredited, ridiculous ideas, Doug.
I know. It is off the charts, John. And here's one last one on this also. They're also pushing, the electrification of automobiles. They have legislation to require this. So they think they're going to take us to a completely electric society while at the same time they're reducing the amount of electricity that we can produce. So these two lines don't match up. Right? So you can't do it that way. So their proposals don't work, but they're pushing them through right now. And, you know, I guess we'll see what happens down Olympia this year. But we're pushing back hard on it. People need to understand it's not just Washington, D.C. Okay. This is happening in Olympia.
No, the Green New Deal has come to Olympia, and I think people need to be galvanized by this. I'm so glad that you're sounding the call to arms here on the Commute with Carlson this morning. What can our listeners do here, Doug?
Well, unfortunately, the election is over, but contacting people in Olympia, organizing right now, putting up, you know, their voices that they are not going to sit by and let this happen to them in Olympia this year. So
start
that is
talking.
The best thing they can do, organize. You know, come down to Olympia, do some rallies, do some protesting, bring work.
Are there organizations that are fighting this that people need to know about?
Very, very little right now. You know, a lot of the major business groups, you know, support of many, many parts of this because they get a carve out, they get an exemption,
right.
They make money off the deal.
You talk about crony capitalism. This is your crony capitalism right here. They get a carve out for this kind of nonsense. Boy, well, I'm so glad you're here. I tell you, one thing you could do is take to social media and let your friends and neighbors know about this. The other thing you can do is call the legislative hotline, 800-562-6000, and say, no Green New Deal in Olympia, !
And people can come to my webpage, you know, senatorerickson.com, which is my official legislative website, and we'll have information up on this week, letting people know about the bill numbers, the sponsors, and all those things also.
Yes. And by the way, we need to know if you got the Norwegian or Swedish spelling of your last name.
That's right. Yeah. S-E-N. Erickson. S-E-N.
That's C-K-S-E-N. That's Erickson. Senatorerickson.com, did you say?
Yes, that's it.
Senatorerickson.com. For more information about this. I know the Washington Policy Center is starting to track some of these things as well. Thank goodness Todd Myers is out there bird-dogging this at washingtonpolicy.org. So it's senatorerickson.com. That's S-E-N. senatorerickson.com and then washingtonpolicy.org. Doug, thank you very much for joining us and telling us about this.
You betcha, John. We'll talk soon.
The Green New Deal making its way to Olympia.